Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. Getting to live our best life. Getting to the life that we really, truly deserve. That life that we have as a goal, as a distant dream that we, most of us, get scared out of. We're trying to convey a sentiment of rejecting mediocrity, embracing individualism, pursuing opportunities for growth and fulfillment over comfort and security, which is often a false sense of security. So we detest that, and we believe in building the discipline and cultivating the habits and doing the work and spending the time and effort to get ourselves to that marvelous place. And this morning, I want to talk about the two sides that people try to avoid one of, but there is no getting to one side without the other. So we already understand the competence-confidence loop. The better you get at something, the easier it is for you to feel the confidence, to push through the fear, to put yourself out there. We know that progress is the greatest motivator. We know that wins are amazing. They feel good. We know that results empower us. We know these things. These things are what we like to feel. We know that the successes that we get fuel our actions. It fuels our drive to go for more. But oftentimes we want these things up front and we want them early and we want them easy. But it is the rejection that takes us to the progress. It is the failures that takes us to the success. It is the mediocrity, that apprenticeship, the amateurship that takes us to the competence. These are the bridge to getting the feeling and the results we want. And they are on the other side, the negative side, the side, the slopes, the hill, the struggles, the problems. It is the falling off that makes getting back on and getting somewhere feel so good. But we don't want to get that. We don't want to get through these. We don't want to absorb these. They're uncomfortable. They're painful. But our drive to win is not as strong as our fear of failing, and our fear of going through these hardships is stronger than our desire to win. We have to get our desire to win to be stronger than this. We have to want it bad or more than we fear not getting it. We must find a way to push ourselves to build that discipline, that big key word that I'm always harping on, the discipline, to go on that bridge, the bridge of failure, the bridge of rejection, the bridge of incompetence, the bridge of mediocrity, so we can get to the other side, the successes, the result, the progress, the proficiency. These things are on the other side. And if we are to get to them, we have to go through these negative, these uncomfortable moments. But if you don't get in your spirit that it is these moments that build us into the people or the type of persons that achieve the things that we want to achieve, then we'll never get there. Because we'll sit around waiting for these grand moments to come instead of working through these processes to get to these moments. Your ship is not coming in. You got to swim out to that ship. It's out there, but you got to get out there to get on it. It's not going to come in. No one is bringing it in for you. It doesn't come into the harbor. You have to go out there, get out the harbor, get yourself out there and navigate it into the harbor that you want it to go into. So, as you think about the results, the wins, the successes, the prize, the competence, let it settle in your spirit that there is a bridge. The bridge of failure, the bridge of rejection, the bridge of apprenticeship, the bridge of discomfort, the bridge of uncertainty, that is the root to these things that you want in your life. The wins, the successes, and the results. And unless you get on that bridge and go on route, and go on the journey, you'll never get to these places. So we must desire to get to these places more than we fear the journey going there. Thank you, my friends. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.